Hello and welcome to this audio track for Restoring Trust, Healing After Betrayal and Disappointment. First of all, just get yourself comfortable, making sure you've been to the toilet. You're not going to get distracted. You've turned off your phone or you have it in Do Not Disturb mode so that you can give your full attention to this audio track. So please get yourself comfortable, sitting or lying down, making sure your head is supported. Uncross your hands and feet, and we can begin. So just begin by gently closing your eyes and taking a slow, steady breath in, allowing the air to fill your lungs. And then releasing it slowly. And again, breathing in. Filling up your lungs and releasing slowly. With every breath in, long breath, hold, and then every breath out, your body begins to settle, breathing comfortably and normally now. Not forcing anything, not trying, just simply allowing that breath as you listen to my voice. Notice the surface supporting you now, the way your body is held, supported, safe. And as you listen to my voice, imagine yourself arriving at a secluded mountain lodge. Outside, the world is quiet. Snow blankets the ground, softening every sound. The air is crisp and clean. Pure. Still. You open the door and step inside. Immediately, warmth surrounds you. A gentle fire crackles in the hearth. Its glow fills the room with a deep sense of comfort. The scent of wood and warmth settles your nervous system. Your shoulders drop. Your jaw softens. Your breathing deepens naturally. This is a place where nothing is demanded of you. A place of rest, of repair. You settle into a comfortable chair near the fire. The fabric beneath you feels solid and supportive. The warmth spreads through your body, melting tension you may not have even realized you are holding. And as the fire flickers, your mind begins to slow. Thoughts become quieter, more distant. your body knows it can relax here. And as you watch the fire, you become even more deeply relaxed. Relaxing deeply now. That's right. Good. Your body knows that you are safe and can relax here now. As you breathe even more relaxed, comfortable, safe, as you listen to the sound of my voice as I guide you here today. Your subconscious begins to open gently. You have been hurt. You have experienced betrayal, disappointment, or loss. And it's important to acknowledge this. What happened mattered. Your feelings were valid. Your response was human. You did not imagine it. You did not overreact. You did not fail. Your nervous system learned to protect you. It learned to brace, to guard, to stay alert. At the time. But now you are no longer in that moment. You are here, safe, grounded. And your subconscious begins to understand something new. The past does not get to decide the future. Being hurt once does not mean that you will always be hurt. Losing trust once does not mean trust is impossible. You are allowed to heal without forgetting. You are allowed to soften without becoming naive. You are learning the difference between walls and boundaries. Walls keep everything out. Boundaries keep you safe while allowing connection. And slowly, gently, your nervous system begins to stand down from constant vigilance. You no longer need to assume the worst to feel prepared. You no longer need to close your heart to stay safe. You begin to trust yourself again, your judgment. Your intuition. your ability to notice red flags early and respond calmly. Respecting yourself. Trust does not mean blind belief. Trust means self-trust. And as this truth settles in, something shifts. Your heart does not harden, it steadies. You allow yourself to believe that healthy love exists. Not perfect, not fantasy, but real, grounded, mutual love. You are not responsible for someone else's betrayal. Their choices were not a reflection of your worth. From this moment forward, your subconscious releases the idea that love always ends in pain. Love can be safe. Love can be honest. Love can be consistent. You are not broken because you hoped. You are not foolish because you cared. Those qualities are strengths. And now they are paired with discernment. Your heart becomes wiser, not smaller. You move forward, open but protected, available but grounded, hopeful without pressure, aware. And as this belief integrates deeply, you feel lighter, less guarded, more present. Faith in love returns quietly, not as blind optimism, but as calm possibility. Becoming stronger within yourself, but still staying open to love, with your eyes wide open. And the warmth of this lodge stays with you. The sense of safety, of emotional steadiness. Knowing that love can be safe. Love can be honest. Love can be true and consistent. You will attract somebody in your life that loves you for who you are. And whilst keeping yourself protected and safe, be present, eyes wide open with faith that love can be real, while keeping yourself safe. Now in a moment, it will be time to end, and I'll count from 5 to 1. When I say 1, you'll have your eyes open wide awake, feeling very calm. Lighter. Bringing with you restored trust in yourself and a renewed, grounded faith in love. And I want to thank that wonderful, powerful subconscious mind for always protecting you, but for also learning that we can let our guard down a little, to accept love, not blindly, but with full awareness and calm possibility, knowing your subconscious mind is always there to protect you and keep you safe. It can do so intelligently now, because you are not broken, you are not foolish, you care, and those qualities are strengths. So with a sense of safety and steadiness and love for you, I'm going to count 5, ready for a big stretch, 4, 3, wiggling your fingers and toes, 2, 1, eyes open wide awake.